In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome. Please be seated. Christmas Eve. It's a time for the heart, more so than for the mind. When everything about tonight invites us to feel something rather than think something. A bright star shining in the east, leading the wise men to Bethlehem. A heavenly host of angels singing glory to God in the highest, to the fear and amazement of the shepherds. A very special baby being born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling cloth warmly and securely, cared for by Mary and Joseph. More than any other service of the year, except for maybe Easter, we come tonight to want to feel and experience the warmth and love, the softness and wonder of God coming to us. And we call this a religious service, but often it's hard for us to separate that out from the non-religious traditions that go on and around us at this time of year, particularly this night and tomorrow. The Christmas tree glowing with lights, a whole array of ornaments that you love and some you don't, but you have to put on there anyway. Not to mention the gifts underneath the tree that will soon be opened. The family is home too a lot of times, relatives you haven't seen in a while. They're not always together, but they're there now. They come together with a little more excitement than normal. There's always some big meal with lots of special stuff and tasty treats. All those recipes you have to keep going through the generations and keep making. Even when you don't like some of them, you make them anyway. You got the aromas of chocolate and cinnamon and sugar and spice. Our senses of sight, sound, or touch, smell, they're all awakened this night. Tonight, when we want to feel what we believe. Tonight, we want to feel the presence of Jesus Christ. Feel his presence and know the touch of his hand upon us. And it's not something we can force or make happen any more than the shepherds or Mary could make God touch them on that special night so long ago. We call what happens to them God's grace. When we think about that story, have we ever wondered why these shepherds, or wondered, you know, why them and not the other ones? Why that particular group? Or why Mary and not Martha or Lydia? Why Mary? At this time of year, you may be asking yourself, why don't the angels come to me? Why don't I feel Jesus? And I know some of you may be thinking, wait a minute, Sharon, I have had my own experiences with God, and I know that that to be true. Right? We've had those. But sometimes we miss those experiences. Sometimes they happen when we're not paying attention. I want you to just think about that for a minute. I've been pondering this whole idea of spiritual experiences, certainly with what's happened to me lately. I was just ordained on Saturday, so it's been a quite emotional time for the church and myself. And lo and behold, this morning, a friend of mine on Facebook posted something about spiritual experiences. I'm going to share just a little bit of you. I'm not going to, not word for word, but this person was talking about spiritual experiences and why haven't we all had at least one, right? Some of us will say we've never had one. Some of us will say I've had a million, but somewhere in there we fall, right? So why have, is it lack of faith? I don't think so. Do we miss the signals? Perhaps. But so many people are going through so much right now. Emotions are at an all-time high. There are really a lot of people going through some tough things. Those that we know, those that are here, and those that we don't even know. But the spiritual experiences that bring us to a place of peace, love, and understanding, whatever that experience is, or whatever it's supposed to bring us, collectively and individually, that's where God is. She goes on to say, not all spiritual experiences are life-altering or life-changing. And I agree with that. They're not all meant to be that way. She says, you'll never be able to deny it once you have one. And once you walk away from it, you'll never be the same. Spiritual experiences don't have to be harps and angels and heaven. God's power is definitely involved in our lives, and there's no question about that. And it might be a random comment from someone along the way, how's your new job, even though you don't have one yet? And then it falls into place, that particular place that they mentioned. It might be someone warning you of someone else's behavior that you had no idea about. It might just be a feeling of guidance or comfort or peace that you have at any given moment, that comes from God. It comes from God into our souls. It comes from God into our hearts. And finally, this paragraph really struck me, and I am going to read this one. I think sometimes we look so hard, we wish so hard, we miss it. We miss those spiritual experiences. Sometimes I feel like we aren't free, and that's why we miss it. Sometimes the spiritual experience comes in the letting go. Letting go of expectations. Letting go of our guardedness and emotions. And lack of letting our higher power guide us into what it's supposed to be in that moment. They don't all have to be earth-shaking and life-shattering. Some moments could just be in awe. And certainly we could live and work with an attitude and style that invites God to be with us and then have faith to trust in his promise that he will come to us. Surely the Lord Jesus just comes not just this night as a babe, but tomorrow and the following day and the days after that. He comes according to his will and pleasure in whatever form or matter he chooses. It's one of the most wonderful benefits of our Christian faith. We're the lucky ones. That sovereign and almighty God is not far off and aloof, unconcerned or preoccupied with more important matters. He comes to a lowly manger, into a family of simple means, a young, hurting teenage girl, to a broken and sinful world. If the Bible teaches us anything about God, it certainly tells us that the Christian faith is not a one-way street. It's not just our attempt to know God, but this day we know it's also his effort to love us more than we can imagine. What we don't want to do is lose the hope and expectation to let our faith weaken and grow cold, as it's so easy to do, to see the suffering around us and the evil that men can do. It's easy to think silently to ourselves, he's not here. There is always the temptation, especially as we grow older, I find it as the years go by, more difficult all the time, to lose the thrill and excitement of our childlike love for Jesus Christ. To find over the passing years that the difficulties of life seem to outweigh the joy of faith to the point that we stop looking, stop expecting anything great from the Lord. And if any night of the year makes us feel like a child again, or at least brings back memories of our childhood, it's this night. Gifts and good food and love of family and friends. Most of all, the joy and wonder and mystery all come together and make us feel so alive with hope and love. Tonight, that Jesus has come, and his presence can still be felt by those who have not lost the humility and childlike wonder. And for those of us here tonight who have allowed the cares and responsibilities of adulthood to smother out what was once real and childlike faith in the Savior of our world, our prayer can still be, into my heart, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, come today, come in to stay. Come in to my heart. Amen.